This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares what it means to be a man of faith by looking at the defining characteristics of Israel's 10 paramount leaders.
Psalm 114 recounts the miracles that brought about the birth of Israel. One miracle in particular deserves a closer look. When the Israelites approached the Red Sea, the psalmist writes that the sea itself looked and fled. What did the sea look at? Jewish tradition teaches that the sea fled upon seeing the bones of Joseph, who had requested that the Israelites take his remains with them when they left Egypt. Something about the bones of Joseph caused the Red Sea to react. But what? For the answer, we turn to Joseph's greatest moment, and it might not be what you think. While Joseph was enslaved to Potiphar, Potiphar's wife took a liking to Joseph and each day tried to seduce him, but Joseph steadfastly refused her offers. Joseph fought against his natural desires and he won. Such self-mastery is an achievement like no other. The Jewish sages teach that when the sea saw Joseph's bones, it said, "If Joseph can go against his nature, I can go against my nature too." And it parted. Every day is a chance to bring the miraculous into the world. All we need to do is choose righteousness like Joseph. That is a true miracle.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As we celebrate the men in our lives this month, discover the godly characteristics of the great biblical men of faith in our complimentary devotional, A Man of Faith, when you visit holylandradio.org.